plans for 3 residential towers up to 21 stories with about 450 new homes at the north end of downtown Victoria, along with a 90-unit supportive housing building nearby, have received approval from City Council following a public hearing last week. The proposal by Chard Developments for 3 towers includes condominiums, rental housing, and below-market price rental housing to be owned by BC Housing. The residential tower blocks of 16, 21 and 21 stories are planned for the site of the White Spot Restaurant and Capital City Centre Hotel in the 1900 block of Douglas Street, bordered by Caledonia Avenue and Discovery Street. One of the 21-story towers will house a condominium with retail and office space on lower levels, and the other is planned as market-priced rental on top of retail space, a restaurant, a child care facility and grocery store. The 16-story tower is planned as below-market price rental housing to be operated by BC Housing. The 133 below-market homes are to be rented at a range from deep subsidy to rent geared to income and close to market rates. The 90-unit supportive housing is planned for 722 and 726 Discovery Street, where people living in Capital City Center can move to before the hotel is torn down for the new development. The Chard project will also feature an 8,000-square-foot public plaza at the corner of Douglas Street and Caledonia Avenue. The proposal was amended after requests were made by the previous council last fall to improve the site plan and landscape plan, including adding a seating nook adjacent to a transit shelter on Douglas Street and working with city staff to increase soil volumes for new trees. Chard Developments said it was unable to meet a request to increase parkade setbacks, and trees bordering the project will remain within 5 meters of the underground parkade. Coun. Dave Thompson called the project the right development in the right place, highlighting the inclusion of spaces for 2 car-share electric vehicles, enhanced bike parking, a raised bike lane, and the high walkability score of the project's location. Thompson also noted the project won't result in any displacement of tenants. Coun. Matt Dell said the project is a really excellent model for the diversity of housing he'd like to see more of. It's definitely one of the most, if not the most, visionary development I've seen on this council, especially with the mixed-use element, he said. Byron Chard, president and CEO of Chard Developments, said the project offers more levels of affordability and housing diversity than any other Victoria project because of a unique partnership with BC Housing. We were truly inspired by the positive response and thoughtful commentary received from Council at public hearing last week, and we are thrilled to now have the opportunity to bring the vision for this fulsome community to life, he said in a written statement. Regan-Elliott at TimesColonist.com. ![. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.